From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday hosted Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan in the first encounter since Ankara downed one of Moscow's warplanes last November, sparking a deep diplomatic crisis. Your visit today, despite a very difficult situation regarding domestic politics, indicates that we all want to restart dialogue and restore relations between Russia and Turkey. Those are comments from Mr. Putin as the two met in St. Petersburg. The visit to Russia is the first foreign trip for Erdogan since the failed coup against him in July that sparked a purge of political opponents and cast a shadow over Turkey's relations with the West. The privately run American University in Afghanistan in Kabul has formally announced that its campus operations will remain temporarily suspended after Sunday's kidnapping of two of its foreign teaching staff members. Afghan authorities say unknown gunmen Sunday evening abducted the lecturers, an American and Australia, from Duralamon Road near the university. So far, there's been no immediate claims of responsibility. 50 senior Republican national security officials have issued a stinging rejection of their party's White House nominee, Donald Trump, warning if elected, he would be the most reckless president in American history. The group included former Homeland Security chiefs, intelligence directors, senior presidential advisors, and a former U.S. trade representative. They served under Republican presidents from Richard Nixon to George W. Bush. This is VOA News.